Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In a world that often prioritizes self-interest and personal gain, we find ourselves confronted with the question, what did you see? This question echoes from the pages of Scripture, drawing our attention to the parable of the Good Samaritan found in Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 37. Through this parable, Jesus beckons us to look beyond ourselves, to open our eyes, and truly see the world around us, especially the agony of those who are suffering, and respond to them. As we embark on this journey into the Word of God, may the Holy Spirit illuminate our minds and kindle a fire within us to be agents of love, compassion, and mercy. Today's topic is, can you see beyond your own self? And our Bible text is from Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 37.
Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 37. On one occasion an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law?" He replied, "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And, love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" Verse 37. The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
From our Bible text today, in Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, Jesus shared with his disciples a parable, teaching us invaluable lessons about compassion, love, and the true essence of being a neighbor. Early in the passage, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus, asking, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus, in his wisdom, responded with a question, asking the lawyer what he found written in the law. The lawyer replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Let us pause and reflect on these words. How did they sound in your heart? In this fast-paced world that we live in, we often forget the essence of love and compassion. We become preoccupied with our own pursuits, desires, and ambitions, neglecting the cry of our fellow human beings who are in need. But the message of Jesus beckons us to look beyond ourselves, to open our eyes, and truly see the world around us. But the lawyer wanted to justify himself, so he further asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In verse 30, Jesus replied him with the parable of the Good Samaritan. In this parable, Jesus narrates a powerful story. A man was beaten, robbed, and left half dead on the side of the road. As this man lay wounded on the road, a priest, Levite, and esteemed figures in society passed by without offering any assistance. However, a Samaritan, someone considered an outcast by the society, came along and had compassion on the wounded man. The Samaritan bandaged his wounds, poured oil and wine on them, and took him to an inn, providing for his needs. This Samaritan's heart overflowed with genuine love and care, which transcends societal barriers. The parable challenges us to examine our hearts and consider the ways in which we treat our neighbors both near and far. It compels us to reflect upon our own actions and attitudes towards those in need. Like the priest and the Levite, will you also continue on your way, blinded by your own busyness and indifference? Or will you be like the Good Samaritan, showing kindness and mercy to those who are hurting? I don't know how you feel about this, but I urge you to ask yourself, do I truly see the needs of others? Have I allowed the love of God to flow through me, reaching out to the broken and wounded? The message Jesus conveyed in this parable is as relevant to us today as it was in his time. Let's cultivate a heart of compassion, being aware of the needs around us. This means pausing in our busy schedules to truly see the hurting souls that cross our paths. Also, we must be willing to inconvenience ourselves for the sake of others. The Good Samaritan went out of his way to care for the wounded man. Likewise, we should be willing to sacrifice our time, resources, and comfort to alleviate the suffering of those around us. As believers, let us break down the walls of prejudice and judgment that hinder us from truly loving our neighbors. The Samaritan in the parable crossed societal and cultural boundaries to extend his hand of help to someone in need. We must also cultivate a spirit of generosity. The Good Samaritan did not just provide immediate aid. He went above and beyond by ensuring ongoing care for the wounded man. We too should be willing to give generously, not only in material possessions but also in our time, attention, and emotional support. As we reflect on this profound message, let us be inspired by the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said in Matthew chapter 25 verse 40, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." Our acts of compassion and love towards others are not only expressions of our faith, but they also directly impact our relationship with our Heavenly Father. In Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17, we find these words of wisdom: "Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed." When we extend a helping hand to those in need, we are lending to the Lord himself, and he promises to reward us according to his faithfulness and goodness. As you go today, take a moment to reflect upon the message of the Good Samaritan, and examine your own life. Have you been attentive to the needs of others? Have you allowed God's love to flow through you, bringing healing and restoration to those who are hurting? Let us take this time to repent of any indifference or self-centeredness, and ask for God's forgiveness and grace to transform our hearts. Today, look beyond your own concerns and open your heart to the cries of the less privileged that may be unheard. Seek out opportunities to be a Good Samaritan in your own life. Whether it is a small act of kindness or a significant act of sacrifice, remember that every act of love is significant in the eyes of God. In conclusion, let us remember that the message of the Good Samaritan is not simply a historical account or a moral tale. It is a call to action, an invitation to live a life characterized by compassion, love, and selflessness. May we be inspired by the example of the Good Samaritan, and may our lives become testimonies of God's transformative power, working through us in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, humbled by your word and challenged by the message of the Good Samaritan. We ask for your forgiveness for the times we have failed to see the needs of others and neglected to show your love. Grant us the grace and strength to be instruments of your compassion in this world. Open our eyes, our hearts, and our hands to those who are hurting. Use us, Lord, to bring healing, comfort, and hope to those in need. Today, may our lives show forth your glory and we prosper in all we lay our hands upon. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 1, chapter 2 and chapter 3. And for the evening, John chapter 12 verse 1 to 19. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.